Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Roberto Salazar, Administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service. And joining us in our conversation is Mike Wasson.
Roberto, can you tell us about President Bush's Healthier U.S. initiative and FNS's role in this initiative?
Well, President Bush, early in his first administration, launched his initiative, Healthier U.S. It's a call and a charge to all Americans to choose a healthy lifestyle, because a healthy America is a strong America. Again, based on common sense themes once again, but themes that we need to remind ourselves each and every day in terms of moving forward in our daily lives. The President's Healthier U.S. initiative is an effort that brings all federal agencies together in their respective roles to revisit and reevaluate their mission in terms of serving the better good of Americans and ensuring that the things that each of our federal agencies do contribute to helping Americans live a healthier life, based on four basic concepts or premises. First and foremost, encouraging and reminding all of us to get preventive screenings. Go see your doctor regularly. Get regular health checkups. Sometimes we just don't like to do it because it's just a hassle. Sometimes we don't want to know, but we need to do it. We need to get preventive health screenings so that we can get ahead of the curve and stay healthy in that regard. Make healthy choices. It's common sense once again. These are choices to be made. You have to be informed. Each of us has to be informed. We have to make those choices for ourselves. Nobody can make you healthy except yourself in terms of the choices you make each and every day. And be physically active. I cannot stress this enough. We were just commenting during the break that technology has enabled us to become a somewhat lazier society, to be able to sit back and push a button, to click here, point there, and really not do as much as we used to do. We must not become complacent in that lifestyle, and we must find new ways to augment and replace the physical activity of the past with new types of physical activity, but to be physically active and find ways to challenge ourselves. And of course, eat a nutritious diet. Choose those healthy foods for yourself. Again, very common sense ideas that require us to be informed, to be knowledgeable, and to educate ourselves as good consumers, as healthy Americans. This is what the dietary guidelines are about. This is what the President's Healthier U.S. initiative is about. All based on, again, very good sound science. I like to remind our listeners and people I visit with, we're talking about the same type of stuff that Mama taught us. This is good common sense stuff. Think back growing up in mother's house and you're at the table, same thing, same concepts. It's about portion control. Mama always said, if I served it on your plate, that's enough. You don't need to eat any more than what I served you. I served you enough. And for goodness sakes, would you please eat all your vegetables? Common sense. That's what we're talking about here. Control your portions. Eat your vegetables. After you were done, what did Mom say? Get outside. Get out of my hair. Go outside and run around for a while. Burn off some energy. Use up that energy so when you come back, you can go to sleep and not be pestering me here in the house. It's about being physically active. Think back to Mama's advice. It's about making healthy choices, being physically active.
The last few minutes, Roberto, we've been talking about broad guidelines and general advice for people to be healthy. And I'd like to connect some dots here because earlier you talked about the goal of FNS is to make sure there's access to food and a more healthful diet through assistance in the program. So how do you go about making sure the mission is actually done given the guidance? How do you do it?
Well, we do it fortunately with the help of strategic partners and many of them all across this country. As I mentioned earlier in our discussion, we're the wholesaler in this business at the Food and Nutrition Service. 15 domestic nutrition assistance programs, food stamps, school lunch, WIC, school breakfast, summer feeding, emergency feeding assistance programs, and the like. We wholesale those products at the national level, and we rely heavily each and every day on state agencies, state partners, local community, faith-based organizations, and the like all across this country to help us get those products, those services, to consumers, to the marketplace. And so we work very aggressively and in partnership and in tandem with those partners, those organizations at the local and the state level to ensure that we're reaching families in need. The food stamp program is a great concrete example that I can share with you, recognizing that we invest some $30 billion a year in nutrition assistance alone. Through the food stamp program, providing needy families additional financial resources to help them purchase food, to put on the family table, we recognize that we're not reaching all those in need today. Out of all the Americans currently eligible for nutrition assistance through food stamps, we're reaching 54% of them. That tells me that we have some 46% of Americans yet to be reached with this program. Individuals who are out there who are currently eligible, but we're simply not effectively reaching them. We're looking for new innovative ways to get through the barriers of reaching those folks, those who choose to participate and want to do so with dignity and with respect. We understand that not every single person will participate, but our goal is to make sure that we're doing an effective job in reaching those folks, and a big part of that is making sure that food stamps, as an example, is accessible, that it can be reached. Much like any other product that you go out to find in the marketplace, if you can't reach the product, if you can't find it, if it's not accessible, guess what? You're not going to consume it. You're not going to buy it. You're not going to take it. That's true of our products and services. We have to make them accessible. We have to make sure that the people we're trying to reach can reach our products.
Can you tell us about some of the challenges associated with promoting the goal of healthy lifestyles and promoting access to food and healthful diets?
Well, clearly there are multiple messages out there in the marketplace today that all of us are the recipients of. We as consumers last year spent over $33 billion on diet, exercise, and self-help books. Let me repeat that. $33 billion that we as consumers spent out of our own money to ask somebody else to give us advice and guidance on how we should live and eat and exercise and be well. So we're out there being bombarded with all kinds of messages. This creates a great challenge in terms of getting through all the confusion, all the messaging, to make sure that people hear those common sense points that we all need to remind ourselves of about choosing a healthful diet, and making sure more than anything that our children are being reached effectively with healthful, healthy lifestyle messages, and that we're shaping their habits at an early age, because these are habits that will be lifelong habits. One of the realities that we recognize in this business is that caretakers, mothers, remain the most influential individuals for children in terms of dietary habits and health habits. And so we're focusing a lot of our time and energy in terms of reaching out to mothers, young mothers ages 20 to 40, to make sure that they're receiving helpful tips and messaging about healthful diets so that they will not only change their dietary habits, but more importantly, perhaps influence the future habits of those children.
How are the measurements of the performance of the programs being done, and are the goals being met?
Well, absolutely. It is about results. And clearly, FNS, like any other agency of government, is held to a higher standard by virtue of the magnitude of federal dollars, tax dollars that we manage and we're responsible for. We measure our success in a number of ways. For example, we measure our success by virtue of the number of participants in our program, because it is about access to good nutrition. We want to baseline the number of participants in our program and see marked and improved growth in participation in our program. It's market share in the business sector. If I was a $50 billion corporation out in the private sector, the stockholders of my corporation would clearly expect me to dominate the market, to increase my market share and be a market leader, an industry leader. Likewise, I think the taxpayers expect the same of this not-for-profit, $50 billion government corporation, that we indeed dominate the market, that we control market share, and that our product of good nutritional assistance is the product of choice reaching the Americans intended to reach. So we measure our success by virtue of what I call market share, or we refer to in government bureaucratic terms as participation rates. We also measure our success in terms of error rates, in terms of ensuring that we don't allow our funds, our federal public funds, to be misspent and allocated incorrectly. We rely heavily on state agencies to determine who is eligible for public assistance programs like food stamps. We want to make sure those state agencies do a very accurate and adequate job in making those determinations. We want to make sure that the people who are eligible are indeed receiving the benefit and receiving the appropriate level of benefit. We're talking about taxpayer dollars ultimately. And so we do hold ourselves to measurement standards with respect to ensuring the accuracy of our work in making sure those benefits reach the people who they're intended to reach. And I'm proud to say we've done an exceptional job as a federal agency. And it goes back to one of my earlier comments, and that is the fact that I have met no group of federal employees more dedicated, more committed, more passionate about what they do than those who operate these programs, both at the federal and state level. I think our commitment, our dedication, our professionalism, and our results-oriented mentality has been rewarded both by the administration, the president, and by Congress. When I began serving as administrator of this agency just over 3 years ago, our operating and annual budget was collectively $34.6 billion. Next year, in the 2006 budget request that the president has submitted to Congress, he's requesting a record $59 billion of investment in these programs. That's a record of success. That's a record of commitment. It's a record of faith, and it's a record of belief.
That's an astounding growth number given the constraints the budget faces.
Without a doubt, but it's again with reason and demonstration of need and management and sound policy.
What does the future hold for FNS? We'll ask Roberto Salazar of FNS for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour continues.